This upcoming look at our news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The North Branch DPW has announced that there will be some hydrant flushing done this week. The flushing will begin today, Monday, April the 13th, and is expected to be completed by April the 15th. While that work is being done, water could be discolored, and if you notice that your water happens to be discolored, be sure to let the water continue to run until it becomes clear once again. And in other news for today, although Lapeer County is working with Tuscola, Huron, and Sanilac counties on a recycling plan, until that plan is actually completed, all the recycling in Lapeer will continue to be done during periodic collections only. There will be a drop-off recycling event from 9 a.m. to noon this upcoming Saturday, April the 18th. At the Stickler Elementary School on Oregon Road in Mayfield Township. The cost to participate is $4 per vehicle, except for residents of Attica, Hadley, Lapeer, Mayfield, and Metamora Townships that pay the costs for their residents. Those who participate have to show their recycling cards, which can be obtained from the Township Hall. Only having periodic recycling will be ending once the four Thumb counties have approved a multi-county recycling plan. The state demands counties form a multi-county plan in order to increase recycling and reduce the use of the state's landfills. Also, R&R Recycling at 588 McCormick Drive accepts recyclable items from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 5 days a week at no cost. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
That refund check isn't just extra cash. It's your down payment on a premium pre-owned vehicle you'll enjoy driving from Al Hansen Motors. Like a 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has remote start, heated cloth seats, lane keep assist, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With 85,000 miles, you can take it home for just $16,980. If you need more space and you're looking for something with all the bells and whistles, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium with 103,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and has every option available. Heated and cooled leather seats, heated second row seats, heated steering wheel, park and lane keep assist, remote start, dual moonroof, power liftgate, third row seating, and a 3.6 V6 with no turbos. Take it home for just $17,980. If you need a four-wheel drive, I also have a 2016 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4. It's already set up for what you need with a towing package, power liftgate, heated and cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel, and a naturally aspirated 3.2 V6 with 78,000 miles. You can drive it home for $16,980. With the gas prices on the rise, save at the pump with a 2017 Ford Fusion. It gets good fuel economy and has Bluetooth and a backup camera. You can take it home for just $99.80. If you've been thinking about upgrading your ride, now's the time to make it happen. Take that tax refund and turn it into something you'll use every single day at Al Hansen Motors.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Elkton Village residents will have an opportunity at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, April the 14th, to give input on park improvements that they would like to have done. That input will be taken into consideration by the council when making recreational decisions on improvements. The village has several parks, including Ackerman Park, Veterans Park, Centennial Park, and the Pocket Park. The plan is to continue to develop the parks for recreational opportunities using the $60,000 donation from the village's Downtown Development Authority. And another news for today. A variety of expenses were approved by the Ubley Village Council. There is $52,000 being spent on the police department's building to replace some outside steel, as well as to spray foam insulation throughout the entire building. The council approved a 5% raise as well for the clerk, the treasurer, and for the water administrator, as well as to hire a part-time seasonal DPW worker for $16 an hour from May through August. Approval was also given to spend $2,000 on the purchase of pallet raking for the DPW and to spend up to $7,200 to purchase two speed limit radar signs to be placed at the east and west entrances to the village in order to slow down traffic. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.